Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me, Dr. Shawanda Faye Watson, for another episode of Unpacking Family Secrets God's Way. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to hear what the Lord has to say on today. And of course, as you know, before I get started, I always want to go before the Lord and honor him because he is amazing. He is awesome. He is mighty. And the beautiful, beautiful thing about it is that he is our Heavenly Father. So that whenever we have a situation, we can go before the throne of grace, boldly go and talk to our Daddy God. Okay. He is available 24/7. So instead of calling the next door neighbor, your family member, it's just best to call the one who can change any and everything because there's nothing impossible for him. So Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise your holy name, Lord. We honor you. We exalt your holy name. We lift you up. We magnify you, Father. Thank you for being almighty. You are God all by yourself, the only true and living God. And Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive us for all known and unknown sins, iniquities, and perversions we have ever committed against your holy word, all the way back to Adam and Eve, up to now and in the future. Because we do not want our prayers hindered. We do not want our blessings blocked. And we're closing every gap and taking away every legal right the enemy may have right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father, for our Savior, the precious Lamb of God. We thank you, Lord, for the name that is above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Jesus Christ is Lord, Master, and Savior. We thank you, Father, for the precious blood of the Lamb of God. We thank you that the blood will never lose its power. We thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, have your way in this podcast. Thank you, Lord, for opening up the hearts to receive your word on today. We thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for your angels, because your angels have charge over us. We just honor you, Lord. We thank you for everything right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father and Holy Spirit, it's all of you, Father, all of you and none of me. I decrease, my flesh dies right now because it is mandatory that you take over and have your way. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And so if you do not have anything to write on or write with, as you know, I will pause for a moment so that you can get that. All right. Well, we are continuing with the same series. Okay. So this is going to be part 3 of How Is Your House Managed. Okay. Again, it's part 3 of How Is Your House Managed. Okay. And of course, our foundational scripture is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, English Standard Version. Again, that's 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, English Standard Version. And the Lord said in his word, for if someone does not know how to manage his own house, how will he care for God's church? And again, for if someone does not know how to manage his own house, how will he care for God's church? And see, that's the question that everyone has to answer, because the Lord knows that if you've got chaos going on in your house, then your focus will definitely be on that chaos, even as you're serving in the church. You know, So your faith level has to go higher and higher and higher. Your trust level for the Lord has to go higher and higher and higher, because when you have the faith to know, hey, I've prayed about this situation, I've given it and turned it over to the Lord, now I can serve the Lord because I know that as I'm taking care of his house, he's taking care of my house, my situation, and he's going to direct my steps on what I have to do. Because, you know, when if there's a situation going on, he will probably have a part for us, right, to take care of, to handle. But he will guide. The Holy Spirit guides us. He teaches us. He leads us, you know, going in the right direction. This is not a situation where we start off going in the right direction and we get lost. No, we're going in the right direction because he's guiding us. But you have some people, there are times when they are going in the wrong direction with the right heart. You know, their intentions, they're correct, but they're going in the wrong direction. And so the Lord will redirect. He will redirect their paths. Okay. So, you know, this, you know, can, you know, pertain to other situations and not necessarily the church all of the time. You know, if you're at work and you've got chaos going on at home, then of course, while you're at work, your mind is on the chaos that's going on at home. If you're at the grocery store, same thing. Your mind is on what's going on home, because even if you're getting peace in the grocery store, you know for a fact that you've got to go right back to that same house that the chaos is taking place in, right? So, you know, you walk the aisles, you know, some people will walk the aisles for hours, you know, because it's just so relaxing to them, because they're trying to process on, okay, what is it that's going to be needed in order to have some peace in that house? Okay. And so one of the areas that the Lord has had me to focus on, of course, is just raising children. And so we've been talking about Hannah, we've been talking about Eli, and we're going to continue to focus on Eli and his sons. You know, Eli and his sons, they were priests of God's tabernacle. And so, you know, every year or whenever that time period came for them to give sacrifices, and of course they used animals as sacrifices. And so their offering, they gave their best offering. And so Eli's sons would be and in the tabernacle. They would have their servant, okay, go over to the pot that the offering, God's offerings, were being cooked, and they would have him to stick his fork into the pot, and whatever he pulled out, he would give it to Eli's sons. Well, the Lord found that to be in contempt of him, you know. And so on last week, we talked about, you know, what contempt means. And of course, contempt can mean detest, basically hate, you know. So they hated doing this for the Lord. They did not regard the Lord in the highest esteem. So they did whatever they wanted to. And so you have Eli, you know, he's old now, and he's trying to figure out what to do. Okay. He's heard about the different things that his sons have been doing. They were sleeping with the women, you know. The women would be coming to sacrifice their offerings to the Lord, and these men would be sleeping with them. Okay. You've got the priest sleeping with the women. Oh my goodness. Okay. Wow. And so this was just direct disrespect, disregard for the Most High God. All right. And so the beautiful part about this whole situation is that the Lord had Samuel there, and he was a child, but he was before the Lord all the time, and, you know, honoring the Lord in a child's way. He never disregarded the Lord and his importance in his life. And he didn't disregard his position, you know, because he was being trained to be the prophet, you know. And so, yeah, when we are parents, the Lord is entrusting us to train them to honor him, right? But you have situations where children are basically doing things on their own because their parents are either busy with other people, okay, doing things that they probably shouldn't be doing, or they're working two or three jobs. And so when they're at home, they're basically asleep. As long as they are making sure that the children have something to eat, they're asleep. That's not raising, okay, children. All right. So the Lord has a scripture concerning the raising of children, and it's found in Proverbs 22, verse 6, King James Version. And again, that's Proverbs 22, verse 6, King James Version. And the Lord said, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Okay, so he is wanting parents to train their children up in the Lord, you know, honoring the Lord, honoring him, acknowledging him, you know, so that when they're older, they will not depart from him, because his word is on their heart. Okay, even if they do some things that they're not supposed to do, they will know, hey, I need to get this right with the Lord, because this is not good in his sight, right? But here you have Eli trying to figure it out. What went wrong with his sons? Okay, he was trying to figure out, and he even had a conversation with them. You know, he told them what the rumors were that he had heard. So here is where Eli should have made a hard decision, because as parents, if you side with your children, that means that you are not going to side, or you're not siding with the Lord, right? So you have to be careful when you're doing that, all right? So in James 4, verse 17, King James Version. Again, that's James 4, verse 17, King James Version. The Lord said, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and do it not, to him it is sin." So when a child is old enough to know right from wrong, and he chooses to do wrong, the Lord said that's sin. Okay. And again, in one of the other podcasts, you know, I reminded you that there's not a particular age of accountability. It's whether or not the child understands right from wrong. Okay? So you have to train children up in the right way. In the right way. And there's no such thing as they are right, they know better. No, you have to train them. You have to show them. You have to be the example, okay? You're not supposed to be example of what you're not supposed to do, all right? Okay? And so they have to learn how to honor the Lord. And so when you are not doing that, if you're not training your child up in that way, that means that you're not honoring the Lord either. Okay? You're not. So we're going to go to 1 Samuel 2:27-33, because this is where the Lord is actually going to send a prophet to let Eli know, okay, the consequences of him not basically putting his sons out, you know. And you will have this situation with parents, you know, because the Lord is very specific about how parents should, you know, chastise and things of that nature to their children if they're doing wrong, okay? If a child is bold enough to cuss his parents out, then, you know, sometimes you might hear parents say, "What you say? Say it again." Well, no, you heard him say it the first time. Now you want him to repeat it, right? No, okay, he's not going to repeat it, right? He's going to go silent. But you heard what he said the first time. That's not chastising your child, all right? So the Lord says in Proverbs 23, verses 13 through 14, King James Version, "Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die." Okay? So the Lord is in favor of, you know, not sparing that rod. Okay? He's not expecting you to go overboard. But some children will do everything to see what you made of. Okay, yeah, you're my father, yeah, you're my mother, but let's see what you made of, okay? But then you have some children, you know, you tell them, "Hey, don't do that again, all right? Because next time, I'm not going to be so generous, you know?" And they're just going in the corner and start crying, all right? So children are different, but you do have those that will challenge you, okay? And, you know, sometimes parents will just dismiss that. "You better do what I said. Go on, sit down somewhere now, because I'm not playing with you." Right. Yes, you are. Okay. You're not going to do anything. Okay. So what will happen is, the Lord said in his word that your child will shame you. Okay. And you've got a lot of that, you know, that we're witnessing on the news, where these children are shaming their parents, you know, because they're ending up in jail, all right, on the Channel 5, Channel 3, Channel 13, Channel 24, Channel 30 news, okay? And you trying to figure out what happened. No, you spared the rod. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you were supposed to get rid of that foolishness when they were growing up. And this is one of the things that Eli apparently didn't do. And now the consequences are coming, okay? All right? So, the Lord said also in Exodus 21, verse 15, King James Version, "And he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death." The Lord, he does not want children talking back to their parents, because they're supposed to honor their mother and their father. But here you have a child who is talking back, cussing parents, cursing parents, hitting parents. All right. And all that does when a child does that, all it does is put a early death curse on them. Do you understand? And what do you see on the news? Young people getting killed. They killing each other. You see what I'm saying? So this is why it's so important for parents to take their position, their job, seriously when it comes to their children. You have to train your children, okay? I mean, you got parents training their children to go steal, okay? You got parents training their children to kill. I mean, the Lord wants parents to train them up in, you know, on how to go the right way, how to do the right things, okay? How to honor them. But when that does not happen, there are consequences. And so with Eli, again, in 1 Samuel 2, verses 27 through 34, here are the consequences. So the Lord said in his word, "One day a man of God came to Eli and gave him this message from the Lord. I revealed myself to your ancestors when they were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt. I chose your ancestors, Aaron, from among all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer sacrifices on my altar, to burn incense, and to wear the priestly vest as he served me. And I assigned the sacrificial offerings to you, priest. So why do you scorn my sacrifices and offerings? Why do you give your sons more honor than you give me? For you and they have become fat from the best offerings of my people Israel. Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, says, I promise that your branch of the tribe of Levi would always be my priest, but I will honor those who honor me, and I will despise those who think lightly of me. Okay, and I'm going to pause right there, and then I'll continue in a few minutes. So you see here right now that Eli's family, as far as being taken care of, the Lord was doing that. Okay, but for some reason, because Eli did not correct his sons in the proper way, put them out. Okay, take their priestly robes away and put them out. If they want to act like people of the world, put them out there in the world. You can. He was not supposed to allow them to stay and serve in God's tabernacle. Okay, take God's offerings from the people who are coming to sacrifice because they want their blessings. And here you have these two boys, two young men, dishonoring Eli, their father, the whole family name, right? And above all of that, dishonoring the Most High God. And when parents choose to dismiss misbehavior, disobedient behavior of their children, you are doing the same thing. Because the Lord said, train a child up, right? In the way that they should go. So when you let them get away with everything, buy them everything, they're failing in school, and here you are buying iPhones, okay? The most expensive shoes, all of that. You better stop, put a lock on your purse or your wallet, right? And make sure they get some get it right now, okay? Because you are not training them in the way the Lord says to train them. And those children will shame you, but you will answer to the Most High God for it. And here we go with Levi. He's about to answer for his dismissal, his disdain for the Lord. The Lord is serious, parents. Okay? So, not my words, but God's words. You understand me? Okay. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, don't say anything about the fact that that's in the Old Testament. No, he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. You know, before, in the middle, after. Yeah. Okay. However you want to receive that, he is the same. He does not change. Okay? So we're going to continue with 1 Samuel 2, verse 31. The time is coming when I will put an end to your family, so it will no longer serve as my priest. All the members of your family will die before their time. None will reach old age. You will watch with envy as I pour out prosperity on the people of Israel. But no members of your family will ever live out their days. The few not cut off from serving at my altar will survive, but only so their eyes can go blind and their hearts break and their children will die a violent death. And to prove that what I have said will come true, I will cause your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, to die on the same day. Now, parents, listen very carefully. Okay? because there are consequences. You see Eli's family. So if you know of people who have, you know, just lack. It's like generation after generation after generation after generation. There is a sin there. And somebody in the family needs to break it. Go before the Lord. Ask him to forgive. Okay? You have got to ask the Lord to forgive everybody all the way back to Adam and Eve up to now. And in the future right now. Because you don't know who did what when. Okay? All you know is that there's chaos over here, chaos over there, unruly children everywhere, lack, poverty, all of that. Vagabond spirit, you know, every kind of sin, sexual sin. And you're trying to figure out, how did this get in this bloodline? Could it be that there is some disobedience in that bloodline? That's something to investigate, okay? Because you don't, you know, when it came to me, I just had to ask the Lord to forgive. You know, I don't know, and I didn't know, and I still don't know everything that happened in my bloodline. But I did know this, that I wanted every blessing the Lord has and had for me. Do you understand? And I was not going to allow anybody, living or dead, to keep me from being blessed beyond measure by the Most High God. I want my peace, my joy, my happiness, my prosperity, my wealth, okay? The husband that the Lord has predestined for me, the children the Lord has predestined for me. You understand? I want everything, my relationship with the Lord that he has in store for me, the love without measure from the Lord. And no one and nothing is that important. Do you understand? Because I have to obey my Heavenly Father. And I am not concerned about how people feel, what they think, or what they say. Because there's definitely a prayer for every one of those. You understand? So, Eli, his bloodline is suffering the consequences, even those who wanted to serve the Lord. You understand? But do you see, because of the issue with Eli, where he did not correct his sons, that those who survive to serve the Lord at the altar will go blind, their hearts will break, and their children will die a violent death. You hear me? So the sins of the father goes to the third and fourth generation, right? You better do something about that, okay? You have to do something about that. You cannot just, you know, let that go. The Lord is, you know, he's faithful and just to forgive. But if you don't open your mouth, all right, and repent, even if you didn't do it, then the consequences are there. But he doesn't want you to be in that situation, okay? He is a forgiving God. He is a loving father. And again, he's faithful and just. He's not like a natural father, you know what I mean? You know, who says they forgive, but they don't. Because they bring it up again. You remember when you did? You remember what you did? That's why I ain't gonna do this. That's why I ain't gonna do that. No, that's not the God Almighty. When he tells you something, he is going to do it. But he wants obedience. Okay? You got to obey. It's not about how you feel. It's not about what you think. It's about what he said. It's about getting it right with him and not being concerned about anybody else. But that was Eli's downfall. He was more concerned about his two sons than he was about the Most High God. So, if that's you, and you've been trying to figure it out, trying to figure it out, trying to figure out why is this chaos in your house? Why? What can be done? Repentance is one, correcting those children and training them to honor the Most High God as they watch you honor the Most High God. And be quick to repent. Oh my, quick. And just do the right thing. Things will begin to turn around, but you got to drop your pride, your self-righteousness, okay? Because right now, if you got chaos in your house, that stuff is not working. Because the Lord has an awesome plan for your life. And if you're living below that plan, below your means, below His blessings, you cannot be happy. You cannot be, you know, at peace. Who's at peace when they're struggling? Whether it's in the marriage, with their children, on the job, all right? You got to correct it. You have to get in a position to where you don't care who it is. If it is contrary to what the Lord said, it will not be done. But you have to raise your children. Because today you have a lot of children, again, raising themselves. And you see how chaotic that is. All right? Some parents are afraid of their children. They're afraid of them. That's right. And some parents are being beaten by their own children. Children stealing from the parents. That should not be. So, if you don't know Jesus, I'm going to take you through a prayer. This is an invitation. You are free to choose whether you want to receive the invitation and say yes, or if you do not want to receive the invitation and then say no. But my prayer is that you will say yes to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior so that He can come in your heart and you will pray His word over your situation instead of praying the situation. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come boldly before your throne of grace through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, acknowledging that I am a sinner. I have not lived according to your holy word. I've made mistakes. But I believe that you gave your only begotten Son just for me. He died and was crucified and rose again just for me. So I receive Him as my Lord and Savior. If I died tonight, heaven would be my home because I have received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart, Holy Spirit. Make me a new creation. And it's in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. So if you pray that prayer, welcome and congratulations. Congratulations. Now you have the most important person in the world that can come in and change everything. Everything. Okay? So, until next time, you know, I love you with the love of the Lord. Bye-bye.